today, Jeremy Corbyn and David Cameron will go head-to-head in Prime Minister's questions for the first time, but the new Labour leader is facing fresh criticism for failing to sing the national anthem at a service to mark the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Mr Corbyn, who believes in the abolition of the monarchy, opted to stand in silence during the singing of the national anthem. What do you think of that? 0-30-30-80-55-55. The former Conservative Minister, Edwina Curry, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Edwina.
Good morning, Stephen.
To do battle with the former Lib Dem, Lemba Opik.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
And a Corbyn supporter.
I am a Corbyn. Well, no, I'm very impressed with Corbyn. Obviously, I don't have a view because I'm not a Labour member, but I think that he has done a brilliant job so far.
Who wants to be Prime Minister of this country and doesn't want to sing the national anthem?
That's his choice. He's got a bigger mandate than you have, than I have, than Edwina Curry ever had. Edwina, you never got 60% of your vote. And the fact is that David Cameron did not have that much of support whenever he became leader of the Conservatives. It's the national anthem. He's entitled to stick with his Republican views. It doesn't mean he wants to abolish or execute the monarchy. He hasn't got a guillotine, but he does have a mandate. And he probably is the best hope for Labour that they've had in about 10 or 15 years. Looking at me in a shocked way. I'm provoking you.
Go on, Edwina.
You're laughing at me. Do not mock me. I'm with the majority this time, Edwina.
I'm afraid you aren't.
60%. He got 60% of the vote.
We got 11.5 million.
Yes, but come on now. Let's not mix up percentages with numbers. He has got an incredible mandate from his party. And it's not about the...
Yeah, I get a vote of 100% of my dogs. I've got two of them.
What do you make of him not singing the anthem, Edwina?
Well, in terms of dreadful PR, absolutely amazing. I mean, apart from anything else, if you're leader of a large group and if you aspire to lead the country, you have to reflect that you're not just leading the people who agree with you. You have to govern for everybody. And that includes the millions of people, including particularly in Northern Ireland, who recognise the valour of the men who died to keep our country free.
Oh, come
free.
On. Many people, come on.
And many people in Northern Ireland who don't.
Well, yes, but there are many who do. There are many people in Northern Ireland who have served or their families served. The reason we have a free country is because of what those men did, and it was nearly all men, in 75 years ago, and the willingness that very, very young men were willing to put their lives on the line, and many of them lost it. That was what the service yesterday, which he attended, was all about.
That's a ridiculous argument. Yes, it is, because you're suggesting that he's not patriotic.
He's not patriotic.
That's insane. I actually saw some ridiculous comment by David Cameron, who I actually think is a good person, who basically said he's bad for national security. He didn't launch drone strikes in Syria against British citizens who haven't even been tried. That is unpatriotic. And let me tell you this as well, Edwina. He is being consistent. As far as I'm concerned, if he's not a monarchist on Monday, he shouldn't start being a monarchist on Wednesday. I happen to be a monarchist. You and I agree about the royal family, but I still respect Jeremy Corbyn. Much worse if he does what you're suggesting, which is changes his view just to please people like yourself. You will never vote for Jeremy Corbyn.
Just a minute.
Millions of people will. And it's not about the monarchy. It's about the fact he's a sincere conviction politician.
Has anybody else noticed the kind of bullying, hectoring tone that's entered politics in the last few weeks? You know, we're all entitled to our opinion. Jeremy Corbyn is as well, and I would defend his opinion. But in terms of insulting and upsetting millions of people, he made a very good job of it yesterday. And I'll add something else. Politics is always about trying to make things happen, trying to make more than one thing happen. It's called the art of the possible for a very good reason. Jeremy Corbyn is on all the front pages today, every single one, all of them, because he didn't sing the national anthem. Actually, yesterday in the House of Commons, they were debating important issues like tax credits. The day before, they were debating trade union reforms, which ended up with a majority of 33 in the Commons. If Jeremy Corbyn really wants to have discussions about some of those important issues, perhaps he should have sung the national anthem.
Let's talk about you. Basically, you said a true thing about food many years ago, and you lost your job for it. You actually said something as a conviction politician. I will always respect you, Edwina, as a conviction politician. Now, are you saying that you should have said something different because what you said wasn't fashionable? And the second thing is, the person who has been vilified persistently is actually Jeremy Corbyn. There's a satirical website called Corbyn Warnings.
He doesn't need our help to do it.
Oh, come on. The fact is, you are not the target audience for Jeremy Corbyn, and he's actually not personally ambitious. He's ambitious for an ideology. And this is what the Conservatives, and including yourself, I respect.
How can someone that runs for leadership not be personally ambitious?
He's actually ambitious for an ideology. He only just got onto the ballot paper.
He wouldn't have got on it if there hadn't been morons in the Labour Party.
That's okay.
It wasn't me that called them that. Was another member of the Labour Party.
How to win friends and influence people. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'm entertained.
Does it matter to you at home that he hasn't sung the national anthem? Is that a judgment call that you at home would mean that you would change your opinion about him? Or would you indeed endorse what Lembit Opik is saying this morning, which is, look, we knew he didn't support the monarchy before yesterday, so it surely would have been hypocritical for him to have sung the national anthem. 0-30-30-80-55-55. He couldn't have won yesterday. Had he have sung the national anthem, he would have been described as making a U-turn, Edwina. A turncoat, changing his values. Now that he's leader.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think you have to decide when you are in a position of responsibility like that. You have to decide which audience you're trying to serve. And in the end, if you are keen to promote your philosophy, as Lembit has put it, which he's entitled to do, then actually you're trying to promote it to people who you want to convince, not just to those who are already converted. He cannot promote his attitudes and his ideas if he's only talking to people who already agree with him. If he wants to make progress, then he's going to have to do some adaptations. And I can't see Corbyn. Actually, I should be nice about Corbyn. I think he's a wonderful man. The longer he stays in office, the more likely we are in the Conservative Party to get returned with a whacking great majority.
I've no doubt you joined the Labour Party to vote for Jeremy Corbyn.
I did not. No, I would. That struck me as being a bit dishonourable. I didn't need to. There are enough idiots who'd managed to do it all by themselves.
So now you've just written off everyone who voted for Jeremy Corbyn as an idiot. This is not how you make friends and influence people. The fact of the matter is, you are so, so wrong. And you know what? There's going to be a test in 2 hours and 9 minutes.
The first PMQs,
where Prime Minister's questions, when Jeremy Corbyn is up against David Cameron. And the very worst thing Cameron could do, your leader could do, is to ridicule Corbyn personally.
I don't think he will. Oh, Cameron is a much more subtle personality.
PMQs will be on Five Live today.
Yes.
At midnight today, if you want to
nicely
listen
done
to
there,
Prime
Mr.
Minister's
no.
questions, because if that will be electric today. You want to listen
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely. Well, actually, I think it might be a bit of a letdown, because Cameron is a very wise and very subtle politician. And what I think he's likely to do is just be nice to Corbyn. Because if he's nice to Corbyn, that will really irritate the people on the Labour backbenches who want to get rid of him.
You're living the world of the 1980s. Okay, and
Corbyn, beloved
leader, Margaret Thatcher, lied to this country about coal miners. She had a pointless war which she provoked in Falklands. Those are offences. Those are unpatriotic actions.
We kept winning
actions.
Elections immediately after such activities.
Yes, so you just judge based on who wins and who loses. I actually think that Corbyn's great strength is, and I'll come back to this point, he's not ambitious for himself personally. That's what makes him such a great leader.
If he doesn't win the election, he's pointless.
No.
He's a pointless celebrity.
He is not pointless. Well, as are you and I, Edwina. We've both done the same shows. But the fact is, the difference is, he probably won't be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He is there after 32 years in Parliament because he has an ideology. And I would suggest the whole of Europe is shifting in his direction. You decide, Edwina. You can ridicule him if you want to. But the thing is, I'm not Labour member.
Do you actually think he could be Prime Minister?
I think he could be. And I think one of the great things that's happening for him is everyone's underestimating him. They're ridiculing him. This Corbyn Warnings website says things like, in a satirical way, Corbyn obsessed with destroying the moon. Corbyn will renationalise children. It's only one step away from what the right-wing press and what Edwina Currie are saying. I think he could be the next leader of the country. But Edwina, we'll find out soon enough.
Hang on. To me, it's almost unbelievable that he is leader of the Labour Party, and I suspect many Labour members, many, many Labour members and many people who voted Labour at the last election are as aghast as I am. But there is always a possibility, if you're leader of the opposition, that the next step could be Prime Minister. Of course there's a possibility. This is a wonderful country in which most of the time, most people just get on with their lives, they get on with earning a living, they get on with looking after their families, they get on with trying to make ends meet and so on, and they're not that interested in politics. And we have to be aware that if we sleepwalk into the next general election, Corbyn could win it, and then do you know what? Our best friends would be Russia. Thank you very much.
You and I will be on this show, if Steve Nolan allows us, in May 2020, if Jeremy Corbyn becomes the next Prime Minister, and then I'll say I told you so. And you know what?
No. If that happens, you're going to take me out to a very expensive dinner somewhere, because we won't get the chance after that.
Here's Mervyn Hollywood. Hello, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Can I speak to you, Edwina?
Well, you can. Our phone's gone off there.
Oh, sorry about that.
Probably somebody ringing her with some money.
Is that Jeremy Corbyn? Is this a secret tryst, Edwina? Answer.
It's probably her butler wanting into the house or something.
Oh, my God, no. It's a London number. Somebody's listening to us and saying, Edwina, will you go on?
Go on, Mervyn, you can speak to
David Cameron, maybe.
Good morning, Edwina. I'm just saying that last night he refused to sing the national anthem. I'm just wondering what his attitude's going to be, and also his private attitude to be when it is necessary for him to go to the Remembrance Sunday morning at the cenotaph. I mean, we are at that cenotaph on Sunday morning, we are remembering those who died in two world wars and all over them. But will his attitude be a proper one or a wrong? I believe strongly he just doesn't want to be there by saying he won't wear the red poppy. And I think that's changed now, actually.
I think he's now saying, I certainly heard it being reported yesterday, that he is going to wear red poppy now.
Well, I didn't hear that, Stephen. I heard that he was going to do so.
Finny, check that. We'll check it now, but I'm nearly sure I heard that yesterday.
I think he'll make up his mind on the morning.
Oh, hang on a sec, Edwina. I'm not going to disrespect the caller. I understand that you're with Edwina on this. Mm. Jeremy Corbyn is nothing if not principled, and I think Edwina and I both agree that he's principled. You, Edwina, may disagree, and indeed the caller may disagree with his principles, but he's been utterly consistent for 32 years. That's one of his great strengths.
Jordan Clonard. Morning, Jared.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I'm listening to Edwina talking about idiots. Well, you know, you would put nothing by the English if they voted the Conservatives in for a second period. You know what I mean? There's one thing that I will say about Jeremy. He'll stand up for decent, poor, working-class people. When was the last time the Tories did that? He'll hopefully do away with food banks that the Tories brought into the world. I was in London not so long ago. The amount of people begging in the streets, the Tories has reduced decent people to that. I wish Jeremy
It's Edwina Curry, Jared, who would tell you there's no one starving in this country.
But what's the food banks are for?
You can speak for yourself, Edwina.
The food banks are provided by some extremely well-meaning people, and they are used by all sorts of people who have all sorts of problems.
Is it well-meaning people?
And by the way, hang on a moment. Let me just remind you that I didn't say idiots. The term is moron. And Margaret Beckett, my immediate neighbour in Derby, for example, has actually said, I was a moron to nominate Jeremy Corbyn.
But do you still stand by your view, Edwina, that there's no one starving in this country?
Well, people are being admitted to hospital, including children, for obesity. That's one of the big problems in this country.
Hang on a second, Edwina. Don't evade the question. And I'm putting this because...
No, nobody's starving in this country.
But why do we have food banks? The caller's absolutely right. We didn't have food banks to this level before the Conservatives took power. And Jeremy Corbyn has made the same point.
The reason we have food banks is because campaigners 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, including the Trussell Trust, which is led by people who are very, very loyal to the Labour Party, got involved in the campaign, which was all then about austerity. And it was all then about people struggling and not being able to make ends meet.
Food banks are some kind of political statement. This is ridiculous.
Yes,
I live in central London. They are not a statement. My church runs food banks because people in my area
People go who need food for them and their children.
Not always. Stephen, you and I were at a debate and at food banks in Birmingham at the height of the worst parts of the recession, and people were coming and arriving in their cars and they were trying to hide their mobile phones. Now,
says it all. This is the mantra against Jeremy Corbyn. People who don't understand food banks. Edwina, I have a great admiration for you,
but you've
just summarised exactly what's wrong with the cacophony of criticisms of Jeremy Corbyn. We will find out soon enough.
It has nothing to do with Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, these
are apparently
all very
it is. Everything's Jeremy Corbyn's fault. Corbyn is going to wreck the country.
Hold on.
Bollocks. Excuse me. If Jeremy Corbyn seriously wanted discussions about, for example, trade union reform, which was in the House of Commons on Monday, and discussions about tax credits was in the House of Commons yesterday, then perhaps he should have sung the national anthem.
Oh, that's just... So it's all about a song rather than the ideology. He has an ideology which is unparalleled in British
Margaret
politics.
Margaret and Ross Trevor, obviously we apologise for...
So rude and intimidating some of these people.
Go on, Margaret.
Hello, Stephen. Look, the first thing I have to say, I am not political.
Say it quickly with 20 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. How do you know it was a remembrance service, but how do you know he wasn't deep in prayer? His eyes didn't shift.
He's an atheist.
The amount of
that's
people.
How we
don't
know.
Interrupt.
He's an atheist. How that's how we
you.
Know.
He is.
He's proud of it.
Well, I came across, I found in him, a one good, solid man.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Lambert. Thank you, Edwina.